journey through the long dark night, out on the open sea. Visions, and I've had dreams. I've even held them in my hands. But I never knew they would slip right through, like they're only grains of sand. The anchor holds, though the ship is battered. The sails are torn. I have fallen on my knees as I face the raging sea. Say that I thank God for what He's done for me.
Yes.
He had to reach down to pick me up out of sin. I heard this when I first heard this song quite a long time ago. That second verse really got my attention as personally. In my personal life, I had visions. I had dreams. And I even held them in my hands, looking for something in life that I didn't need.
Right.
Fame and fortune. I held it in my hands. But I never knew that they could slip right through. Just like they're only grains of sand. But when they slipped through, I had to look back. And standing beside me was my Savior. And the anchor still holds. And it held then, and it picked me right back up. Set my feet upon solid ground again. Praise His name this morning. Oh, it's like Tristan always sung about the alabaster box. I never could get over that line. Said, you don't know the price of the oil in my alabaster box this morning. Oh, that's a personal thing. We've all got it. I know that. But oh, you just don't know the price of that oil. Praise the Lord this morning for what He's already done.
Yes.
Already this morning.
Yes.
All right, we're going to try something else here. Hang on.
Yeah, good.
This song is for Jesus, but it's for Mooney this morning. I don't know if she's watching. I hope she is. If not, she'll go back and watch it.
Yeah.
This is for Mooney this morning.
Yeah.
It's her song.
Like He will mine, if I just remember that He lives deep inside. Why should I worry?
Why should I fear? The very same Jesus, He stays always near. He lives in my heart,
and He hears when I cry. I call on His name. The storm passes by. We read in the Bible how He walked with them, brought light to their darkness when the way grew so dim. How great it would be to have His steps leading mine, and to walk with my Master all of time. So when trials come and death seems so nigh, I search for the Master. He said He'll be there on time. And when I'm in trouble and my body's in pain, all I've got to do is call on His name. Why should I worry? He stays always near. He lives in my heart, and He hears when I cry. I call on His name till the storm passes by. Why should I worry? Why
should I fear? The very same Jesus, He stays always near. He lives in my heart, and He hears when I cry. I call on His name till the storm passes by. The storm passes by.
I am glad for His faithfulness, aren't you? I have no power. Yeah, go ahead, Kathy. I have no power of my own. But He's all power. Have no ability, but there's nothing He can't do. Ain't He wonderful? It's wonderful to trust Him. Wonderful to be saved. Wonderful. Go ahead, John. Come on. All right. Turn to the book of Jude. Turn to the book of Jude. We have all this praise and worship and singing. That's all great and wonderful. But we're going to preach on apostasy. And we're not out of the will of God in preaching, because we didn't been preaching. I told you it's going to be a series. God gives us what we need as we need it, all right? And there's some things that will need to be said and need to be taught us, need to be preached to us, and in contending for the faith, that was once delivered to the saints. Now, a couple weeks ago, I told you that I would be preaching in Jude, and I was not trying to infringe upon Brother Rick and his Sunday school, because he was still in 2 John, and he just shortened them up. All right, he's in Jude faster than I thought he would be. But if you listened this morning, there's not a difference in the teaching and the preaching. If you paid attention to your Sunday school hour, there's not been no difference. And there won't be no difference, because it's going to be it's the Word of God. And so for the next couple weeks, you're going to be having Jude in Sunday school. And the next couple weeks, you'll have Jude in preaching. And he'll go on to Revelations, and I may stay in Jude. We don't know. There's not but about 25 messages in Jude, and we've only preached two, okay? There's 25 verses in Jude, and there's a message in each verse, all right? But I want you to listen this morning. Now, everybody look this way, because I want you to listen, and I want live stream to listen as well. I'm not condemning this morning to no one, but I am not sidestepping issues because it might ruffle a feather. Amen. All right. And we are to contend for the faith. Brother Rick told us, I even said it 2 weeks ago, but not be contentious. I'm not going to be contentious. I'm not going to argue. All right. I'm not going to argue. I'm going to preach. It's my job to preach. And I'm not after your support. Amen. I just want to be clear today. I'm not after your support or your amens or your agreement. Here or on Facebook. Okay? I'm going to give you what the Word of God said. And we're going to do our best to be simple. Do our best to be plain. Do our best to be short. But that's just going to say, I'm going to do my best. We all right? Let's pray together. Father, I come. You're great, wonderful. I love you. I'm nothing but your everything. And Lord, I'm not here for a name. I'm not here for prestige. I'm not here that someone can say, well, the preacher said and the preacher done. Lord, I'm here because of you. Lord, I'm here because of your word. Lord, you have called me. I believe that with all my heart. and you have called me to this place, I believe with all my heart. And Lord, as even Brother Jerry Rush prayed this morning, you have called me for this time, I believe that with all my heart. And Lord, I pray now that I might honor you. Lord, I want to honor your word. I want to honor you. I do want to honor your church, the believer. Lord, I want to warn us. I want to encourage us. I want to strengthen us. But Lord, help me to expose sin in my life, in anyone else's life. Lord, I pray that whatever is affecting us of the satanic world, Lord, I pray it might be exposed in our life and we might repent and we might live the way you want us to live. Please forgive me of anything like sin, and I'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' blessed name. And amen. As it's already been said, we're looking in the book of Jude, and as Rick said it this morning, the book of Acts is the Acts of the Apostles, and the book of Jude is the Acts of the Apostate. All right, and apostasy is already here. It's not coming, but apostasy is already here. It's always been. It was here in Jude's time. It was in Peter's time. It was in Paul's time. Can I say it was in Christ's time? Can I tell you, apostasy has always been, even in the beginning. If you read the book of Jude, it was there, even with the angels in Genesis. That left not their first estate, who left their first estate, if you would, their own habitation. And what I want to look at this morning now, as we get closer to the coming of Christ, there's going to be more that will be deceived, and there's going to be more that's going to try to deceive as we get closer. Now, the reason that that's going to happen is because of the compromise of the Christian and the compromise of the church, that it's going to have an open door for more deception and for more demonic activity, if you would. And can I tell you, as I mentioned here a while back, and we'll eventually preach a message on it, but the demonic activity is in your home today. There is a demonic activity in everyone's home in this church house. All right? And let me give you a quick example. Do you get mad at anyone? Anybody here get mad at anyone and say something about someone you shouldn't? Hold your hand up if that ever happens in your home. Ain't nobody to wish. Ain't just do it. Well, that was not Holy Ghost led. So if that wasn't Holy Ghost led, then who led it? Demonic activity in your home. Alright? When you lay out of church just cause you don't feel like going, the Holy Ghost didn't tell you to lay out. So who you allowed did. You know. If you decide, I'm not going to sing today. Just don't feel like it. I doubt that the Holy Ghost told you, now don't sing praise to God today. Right? I mean, I doubt very seriously. I can't find no scripture to back that up, that the Holy Ghost would tell you, don't you praise God today. So who you allow telling you not to? Demonic activity is everywhere. And the more that we compromise, the more open door is there. And Paul told us not to give place to the devil, did he not? To abstain from the appearance of evil and not give place to the devil. So when we compromise the word of God, the things of God, the ways of God, then we open the door for more activity of the enemy. And that's just common sense, all right? That's common sense. And I believe that naturally that's going to happen anyway, but the more we compromise. Now, Jude's writing because of apostasy, and he's warning the church lest we compromise and be deceived ourselves, because there is evilness coming in, even certain men creeping in unawares that will deceive who are ungodly people, that will steal away, that will deceive us into doing things we shouldn't do, believing things we shouldn't believe, following things we shouldn't follow, being part of things we shouldn't be a part of. Can I tell you that good people get caught up in these things? Are you hearing me? That happens. And the compromise of the church, though, causes more problem. Apostasy is, and Rick said it again this morning, I'm just going to reiterate something. It's the rejection of truth or known truth. That's what it is. It's the rejection of known truth. It's not ignorance. Apostasy is, yeah, this is right, and I'm going to go against it. All right? In fact, hear me, it comes from the word that means and stands for rebellion. Apostasy comes from the word where we find the meaning of rebellion. Think about that. And if that's not prevalent today, rebellion is in the house of God. Now, I'm not going to talk this morning and preach this morning about the apostasy in Washington or in the world or in the beer joint. I'm going to talk about the apostasy that's in the church house. In the believer. In the church of God. What Christians are a part of. Okay? What they're seeing, what they're being slicked by, and they're being slicked by those who ain't. They're being slicked by people who are ungodly. All right? Now, we done looked at the apostasy in the Word of God. That's what we looked at first. Because the faith that I'm to contend for is the entire Word of God. Brother Rick, I said it 2 weeks ago. Brother Rick said it again this morning. Now I'm saying it again. It's the attack upon the whole Word of God. All right? Now, I received a message. And since I said it on live stream, and I was rebuked by a young person that don't go to church here yesterday, I want to make something very clear today on live stream so everybody can hear, all right, concerning the Word of God. All right, listen carefully. When someone is saved, they're saved by grace through faith. Only. Plus nothing. It's Christ alone who died for our sins. Christ alone who arose. Christ alone that's coming again. Salvation is only in Christ. It does not have nothing to do. Your salvation has nothing to do with the Bible that you carry. The version that you carry. Are you hearing me? So I'm not going to judge your salvation by the Bible you carry. But I will tell you, if you ain't carrying a King James, you're deceived. That I'll tell you plainly. That I'll tell you plainly, that you might be saved carrying another Bible, but you're deceived in carrying another Bible. Hello, live stream. I'm not being smart, Alec, but if I'm going to be called on the carpet by some young person who ain't been saved, I got underwear older than they are. I'm not going to stand for it. I'm not going to stand for it. We okay? Now, I don't have an attitude. I'm just going to contend for the fact. I'm not being contentious. I was asked to make it plain, so I'm making it plain. All right? We okay? Is that plain enough? The apostasy in the Word of God is a rejection of truth because they want something else. Then I looked at the apostasy in the way to God. And that's the rejection of Christ alone because they want some other way. Yeah. There is no other way. Amen. It's Jesus and Him alone. Yes, not works. Right. Not church membership. Not baptism. Right. Not communion. Not the sacraments. Not any. It's Christ plus nothing. Yeah. And now we look today at the apostasy in the worship of God. The apostasy in the Word at the Word of God. The apostasy in the way to God. Now the apostasy in the worship of God. And that is leaving the main focus, that is worship is centered in someone else, technically, because it's centering on ourselves. And that's where the apostasy in worship is today. We find it in Jude 17. We'll start there. Is everybody still with me? Not trying to be offensive, not trying to be hurtful, but can I tell you it's not easy to say what I've said or preach what I'm preaching on apostasy. It's not easy to preach about apostasy because of the enemy. Okay? But I will not back up. It says, but beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. How that they told you there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lust. These be they who separate themselves sensual, having not the Spirit. That's our scripture for the apostasy in the worship of God this morning. Sensual, having not the Spirit of God. Sensual. You know, that's relating or involving gratification of the senses, or the physical, or the flesh. Expressly sexual pleasure, physical pleasing. And you say, well, that's not in the church. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Sensual. It's in the book of Jude, sensual, having not the Spirit. Huh? But it's in the church house. But we forget that to worship, listen to me, to worship is to adore with extravagant love. Worship is personal. You can't worship for me. You can't lead me in it. Worship is personal. I used the example of me and Cheryl as husband and wife, and I love her and I worship her. I do. I adore her with extravagant love. Huh? That's with no holds barred. No expense too great. Huh? And that's what our worship is supposed to be, personally. It's supposed to come to God with, it matters not what anybody else does. It matters not whether anybody else worships. It matters not what anybody else believes or says or does. But it's my love toward Him and my love. It's not my praise to Him. My praise is going to come after I go see all of His greatness. But my worship is because of my love to Him. And you ought to worship with your love to Him. You love Him. Not because He done something. Huh? Now, the Bible says that we love Him because He first loved us. Well, that's true. But I worship Him because I choose to worship Him. Huh? That I give me to Him. Not for me, but for Him. Our whole life we live to try to get something out of it. We work to get money that we can buy stuff, that we can sell to get money to buy more stuff, that we can work to get more stuff. Our whole life is about stuff. Church is about stuff. Well, I ain't going back. I didn't get nothing today. That service wasn't much. That service was dead. Boy, God, didn't get no blessing today. Then what's wrong with you? It ain't us that there's a problem with. It's you that there's a problem with. If you come in the door and didn't worship, it ain't my fault. If you come in the church door and didn't praise me, it ain't my fault. Huh? Old Jake Hess, you saying, I don't know what you came to do, but I come to praise the Lord. Huh? But my worship goes to Him. See, I don't care if you like it or not. I don't care if you like my worship. And I'm not being trying to be cop an attitude, but there's a Bible example. Mary come. BB said it there about the alabaster box. Mary come of old and opened her box and poured out her worship to the Lord. And they said, what's she doing wasting that?
Yes.
Why's she wasting it? People ain't going to like it.
Right.
But Mary didn't care because of the love she had for the Lord Jesus Christ. Can I tell you, that ought to trump everything else that's going on is your love for Him. Listen, you can't tell me lies on my wife that'll make me quit loving her. You can't down her to make me quit loving. There's nothing you can do to keep me from loving that woman right there. There's nothing she can do to keep me from loving her. Because I worship her. And there's nothing you can do to keep me from loving Him. And there's nothing anybody can do to keep me from worshiping Him. And there's nothing you can do to keep Him not being first place. How? Because it's my heart and my love to an almighty God. But today, essential. God to jive. God to move. Since, oh, I felt so good. I felt good. Is everybody following me so far? Worship. Worship, is to be done in spirit and truth. John 4:20. John 4:20. Is everybody still okay? John 4:20. Says our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus saith unto her, woman. He wasn't being disrespectful. So sure, when I say, hey, woman, I'm not being disrespectful. I'm teasing you. Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet in Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. Jesus said, we know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews, but the hour cometh, and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship Him. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. And can I tell you, Brother Rick said it, I'll say it again this morning, you can't worship in the spirit unless you do it scripturally. So we'll have to change the book so I can worship sensually. That's what's done now. All right? Now, I know that there may be disagreements, and that's okay. That's perfectly okay. But it don't change it. Worship is to God, not us. The praise is about what God's done for me. But worship is just me and Him. I know I've said this before now. Y'all know Philip ain't in his right mind. That's what they say. Philip ain't in his right mind. He can't do it for himself. You know, you understand he don't know he's in a wheelchair. You do understand that. That he don't know that. You do understand that he don't know he don't walk. That don't enter his mind. Do you understand that? Do you understand that he's never depressed? Do you understand that? Do you understand that? It's just accepting what this way it is. You understand that? But yet, you go up there, and he'll be looking up through the field, and he's got that good arm up going, sure, boy, I do love you. You're good to me. What he's doing? Worshiping. He's worshiping. Now, what all the Lord's talking to him inside, I couldn't tell you, but I know this, it wasn't about the weather. The Lord didn't say, I'm sorry you can't walk. The Lord didn't say that. Lord didn't tell him, said, I'm so sorry you're having a rough day. Lord didn't say that. He just said, yeah, talk to me, Philip. I love you. Ain't nobody like you. Yeah, tell me again. Tell me again how much you love me. Oh, you've been good to me. I love you. And then he just radiates the place. If we would just come in with an uplifted arm and say, oh, how I love you. because of who you are and what you are. Oh, the presence that would radiate this place, or radiate your home, or radiate your house, or radiate your car. Oh, the presence of God.
Yeah.
We're talking about worship to the Lord. Huh? But we worship the world. We don't worship the world or the Lord. We worship the world. Huh? In the old Bible, you'll read that they worshiped Baal. And they sacrificed their kids. Are we not worshiping the world and sacrificing our kids on the altar of the world? Huh? To do the same? To achieve in the world and appease the God of the world instead of the God of glory. We line them up and clothe them and uniform up and do everything we can to make them lay down and sacrifice on the altar of a worldly God. And it's apostasy in our worship. That's what it is. Huh? We devote our time. We devote our money. We devote our attention to the world first. Well, the Lord don't accept second worship. He only accepts first worship. Now, He's not got an attitude. He just holy says, I'm first or nothing. I'm first place none. Play with my rules, don't play at all. Huh? We worship the world and we try to bring the world into the church so our worship is more natural to us because we're sensual, having not the Spirit. And we got to bring the world into the church house so we can worship sensually. We still okay? All right? I mean, I want you to think about this today. Now, I'm not condemning. I'm just telling you. Do you believe what you want? I done told you. You believe what you want? Do what you want. Okay? We still okay? You got to love me. If you don't love me, you got to repent. I love you. That's why I'm telling you. All right? But I'm not going to tell you go time out. I'm going to tell you repent. Okay? I love you that much to tell you the truth. Huh? Did Jesus not say, you hate me because I tell you the truth? Huh? You ready up there, Jeremy? Let's look at today's worship. Pictures of Christian rock concerts and Christian rock. I'm going to show you, just give you, let some things be in your mind, okay? Is everybody okay? Hang with me now. All right, give me the next slide, please. There's your a Christian concert. Huh? Give me another one. There's your Christian concert. We okay? There's your Christian. Give me another one. There's your Christian band. And a concert. We okay? Give me another one. There's your Christian concert. There's worship. There's today's worship. There it is. Hey, give me another. There's the band. There's the singers. Another thing missing is M16, 45. That was sarcastic. I'm sorry. Maybe we had to shut up more. Give me another. Now, I'm talking about, this is Christian now. This is a Christian concert. I'm not stupid. Okay? Let me show me another. Christian band. Christian band. I'll just go ahead and tell you. Can I just go ahead and stop her and give you a freebie? If you dress like that, you don't love the Lord. If you don't wear your best at the church house, you do him a disgrace. Just saying. If you'll put on a suit and tie for Donald Trump or for President Biden, y'all put on a suit and tie for the Lord Jesus in the church house. Just go ahead and tell you. You stand up for him, y'all look like it. Y'all act like it. I'm just saying that's free. Do with what you want. I'm just telling you. You'll stand up at a wedding, you'll spend $500 on a tuxedo, penguin suit, look like an idiot, and you won't stand up for Jesus. I'm just telling you. Y'all like it or not, I'm just telling you. Amen. Give me another picture. Pictures of rock bands. Now, that was Christian bands. Now let's look at rock bands and rock stars. Go ahead. Y'all see any difference? How about another one? How about another one? How about another one? Contemporary. Let's go contemporary. Y'all ready? I just feel like I need a turtleneck and a glass pulpit. I'll shave my beard and just make me a Fu Manchu. I'll get me a flat hat. That'd be cool, dude. Let's have a contemporary Christian church service. Next, please. Yeah. Are you listening?
Yes.
Give me another. Now that's not hard rock Christian, and that's not rock and roll. That's contemporary. Google it. I'm giving you a Google message. Y'all will believe everything I'm saying right now. There's our worship team. Because my worship is supposed to be personal, I got to get you involved to tell me how. Don't need a praise team or a worship team. We need people to be Christians and love God and repent of their sins, walk with God, believe that Bible and live what it says. Amen. 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 I've yet to see a difference. I don't know about y'all. I'm not real smart. I come from Winona. I graduated a 12-gauge education from Midland Trail. I don't have no college degree. I've not been out in the world. I've never seen the Mississippi River. I've not seen a bunch of stuff. I've never drank and whored around and doped and cussed. I've never done all that, so I don't know. But this all looks the same to me. Amen. Next. This is contemporary. Y'all remember, this wasn't rock and roll. This is contemporary. And there was a hush that fell on the crowd. Give me another. A Christian band named Skillet. Blows my mind. Yeah. Go ahead. Give me another. Now, why are the church services going dark? Now, this is an article. I believe it's what I have. Somewhere on there. I got an article I read. And this, I didn't write this. This is a woman wrote this in a magazine. All right. And she was concerned about the modern day church. Let me see the next one. I'm still having problems seeing a difference. Give me another one. Give me another one. Now this is an article. This is what the lady said. I didn't type none of this. This is a post or a paste. With so many churches going dark today, I understand why people aren't taking their Bibles to church. I recently wrote about this sad trend. Are today's churches discouraging reading the Bible? Boy, yeah. Some comments mentioned, people who commented on her, what she said they couldn't read their Bible in church because it was too dark. I think that was it, ain't it? All right, knock it off there. All right. So what I want to show you, that's the apostasy of worship. Now, it's not coming, it's here. One bad decision will be in here. One compromise will be in here. But it'll have to be with another pastor.
Amen.
It won't be with this pastor. Okay? My Bible tells me the men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. I can lead you. If you don't know the truth, I can lead you with my truth. And if you can't read your Bible in the church house, then I can lead you reading mine. And it won't matter what perversion I have. That's the apostasy in worship. Now I know, but all of them people ain't lost. I never said any of them was lost. I never said not one of them was lost. We okay? I just said it was apostasy in worship. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. When we make our worship and our praise to match the world, then we have left God. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. That's what the Bible says. Today's church has a worship team, but worship's personal. Today's church has no light, but Christ is the light. Today's church has no work, because there's no true worship. Huh? We still okay? There's thousands of these people in concerts. Thousands. There's thousands in these some of these churches. And that's great. I'm not envious. Huh? We ought to have 1,000. But we won't because of apostasy. We'd have done had a new building. We'd have done had 1,000 in church, but apostasy.
That's right.
Apostasy of the Word of God.
Yes.
Apostasy in the way of God, the way to God, and apostasy in the worship of God. Because some has left this to that.
Yes. Exactly right. Yeah. Telling the truth.
Amen.
Yeah. True.
And that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
I Googled. Y'all don't mind if I Googled, do you? I only Google to keep y'all in line. Because the Word of God wants I Google to help you. I Googled, what is the first step of apostasy? Now don't Google it sitting there. Please don't do me the dishonor of looking at your phone right now. But after church, I want you to Google it. What is the first step of apostasy? You know what I found? Finding fault with a bishop. That's what they wrote. The first step of apostasy is finding fault with the bishop of the church. Now let me translate that in Mountain State terms. First step of apostasy is you don't believe what the preacher's telling you. Or leadership. What it is, it's rebellion against authority. Huh? Don't claim that I know everything. Huh? Don't claim that. You've never heard me claim that. Huh? I'm just telling you, if I'm preaching a Bible, I'm not going to preach out of the dictionary. I'm not going to preach out of the forward. I'm going to preach out of the Bible. So don't take the forward to correct me. Take the Bible. Don't take a Strong's concordance to correct me. Take the Bible. I don't preach out of a Strong's concordance. I don't use one. Okay? Let's sit down with a Bible, a King James Bible, and correct me. And I'll take your rebuke and I'll take your correction. Gladly. But do it with the Bible. Don't do it with another book. Because I could care less what that other book said. I care less what any of the commentary said. But I'll just go ahead and stick with my Bible. Huh? We still okay? Now, I don't want nobody to misunderstand. Okay? I'm not got nothing against anybody. All right? Nowhere. Now, do I have enemies? Well, it's one side. Well, I ain't had this hole. We okay? Now, let me repeat that. I would like for you to repeat this. I ain't mad at a soul. I ain't against nobody. But I'm against apostasy. Now, the way to God is the same for everybody. And the gospel is for everybody. Y'all believe that? And the worship to God is for everybody. But it's got to come out of the heart. You can't worship God with a dirty heart. He won't even listen to you pray. If I regard iniquity in the heart, the Lord will not hear me. That's what the Bible said. I've got to be clean. I've got to be clean to pray. I've got to be clean to worship. Hey, can I tell you, I need to be clean to work. Huh? You know, and this is just me. You know, when I get up every morning, I do the same thing. I get up every morning and I clean up. Now, whether I'm going to go play in the garden, dig a sewer line or go to the church, I do the same thing every morning. I get up every morning. I brush my teeth. I comb my hair. I shower. I put on smelling stuff. Unless I'm going in the woods, I put on smelling stuff. I hate to work around somebody that stinks. All right. I put on deodorant every day. I put on deodorant every day since I was a little boy. I was taught that you don't stink, that you clean up, and I do that to go to work. I do that to work for Cheryl. I do that to work for me. I do that to work for the Lord. Okay? So why shouldn't I clean up my heart if I'm going to go to work for Him? Huh? When I courted Cheryl to show her my extravagant adoration, I bathed. Huh? I made sure I was clean. I combed my hair. I had hair like this when we courted. And I'd put Vitalis or Wild Root Cream on my hair and I'd comb my hair. Huh? And I'd slip over and I'd see her. If I knew maybe we'd get to go to town, I'd wear my black cat hat. And Joe Schaefer traded me to ask her out. And I'd wear my black cat diesel power hat. But my shoes, my boots, my cowboy boots were polished. Huh? They were so slick, a fly couldn't let on. They'd have broke her back going off. They were so slick because I was presenting myself to the one-eyed door. Yeah. And we come in sensual instead of clean spiritually. Because we're wanting the feeling in the flesh. Now, am I going to deny that praise the Lord will get you going in the flesh? But can I tell you, it gets in your spirit first. I proved it Sunday night. I proved it Sunday night when I just started reading some scripture about praising. And there was an atmosphere change in here. Yeah. It's because we was praising Him. Huh? But now if I got up here and jibed a little bit. I ain't got no rhythm. You know, it's amazing. It's amazing. I can play music and keep time, but I ain't got one lick of rhythm. Huh? I can't. I know when to pat my foot. I mean, I can keep time, but I just ain't got this moving. Okay? But you know, if I come up here with all my britches tore off, T-shirt, has a big peace sign on it, I ain't combed my hair for 3 days. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. Sing it. The Lord is good. Sing it. The Lord is good. You say that's foolish. No. No, if I could have played some of this stuff, you'd have heard it all. I'm trying to tell you that there's apostasy in the church house. There's apostasy against the Word of God. There's apostasy in the Word of God. And there's apostasy in the worship of God. And we need to contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. Huh? That's what we need to do. Worship, true worship promotes work. Because I love Cheryl, I'll do for Cheryl. Not in order to, but because of. You agree to that? And I was reading this statistic. I don't know how true it is. But I'll read this and I'm going to quit. In AD 100, in the year 100, it says there was 360 people to every believer. Ratio. All right. Now there's 7 people for every profession believer. Now that's what I read this one. I don't know how true that is. Again, I went by Google. I didn't have that in my Bible. Huh? But I wonder. I was reading that 91% of outreach for a church target other Christians. That 91% of outreach for a church targets other Christians. Now, I'm going to say this and I'm going to quit and I'm not going to give an invitation. If you want to be saved, you come and see me after church. Have you, everybody look at me. Have you shared your personal faith with a lost person? Starting at the time before you were saved, of what you was, how God wonderfully saved you, and what He's doing for you since you got saved. Have you ever shared that with any other individual? Not, you ought to come to church. Not, are you saved? Have you shared what He's done for you personally to any other individual? A lost person, proverbially, is what I mean. Have you? But you've took them to the side. You know, just took them to the side and done maybe this, maybe just exactly like this. Hey, Dennis, no, you're lost right now.
Okay.
You're a Methodist. You lost it.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, like you used to be. Just tell you, that was a slur. I'm sorry.
You're okay.
Okay. Hey, Dennis, let me tell you something. You know, I'm a preacher's kid. Mm-hmm. You know, we're supposed to be the meanest kids.
Yeah.
But it's called we play with the deacon's kids. That's why we're like that. That's what you know then. But anyway, let me tell you something. You know, when I was a little boy, I was raised and I was always told right, and I went to church all the time. But I went to church because I had to. Because they weren't going to leave me home. I had to go to church. But you know, I realized that I was not saved. I was 10 years old and I realized I wasn't saved. But even though I was 10 years old, I was rebellious in my mind, my heart, you know. I would do good when Daddy was watching, but I wasn't above doing wrong. Yeah. And I had to sit on the front bench of the church, and every time my Daddy would preach there for several weeks, there was something stirred in my heart, and I didn't understand what it was. I do now, it was conviction, but I didn't understand it then. And I would cry, and I would feel like there was something pulling on me, and it was condemning me for being wrong. And then one Sunday night, happened to be May the 27th, 1973, that I was sitting there on the seat at Dothan Missionary Baptist Church over Dothan, over Mossig, like going to the turnpike. And my daddy preaching, and I remember stepping from there to the front bench and kneeling down and asking God to save me. And I know I'm lost, and I ask you to save me. And I remember when I stood up, Daddy was standing there beside the pulpit, and he said, "Boy, what happened to you?" I said, "Daddy, I got saved. I got saved." I remember that just as well as I'm saying. And that's what happened to me. But you know, it was wonderful. He saved me and I didn't deserve none of that.
Yeah.
But that's been a long time ago, Dennis. Since then, I've wandered away and went this way and that. But you know, he's so faithful to me. He is so good to me. He has answered prayer. He gave me a wonderful wife. He gave me two great boys. I got 7 grandchildren. Huh? Wonderful grandchildren. Huh? God is so good to me. But you know what he done for me? Just this week. Just yesterday. You know he answered a prayer for me yesterday. But you know, it wasn't just yesterday, this morning. You know, he answered a prayer for me this morning, huh? On my way to church. And I just wanted to share my faith with you and what God has done for me. And I hope that maybe because of what he's done for me, you let him do the same for you. Have you ever done that with anybody? Huh? Have you? Have you ever took the time to do that? And you say, well, why? I thought you worshiped the Lord. See, worship promotes work. Huh? I ain't never hesitated to tell y'all I love this woman. Have I? Tristy, you've lived with me. You stayed with me when you was little. Have I ever hit it?
Not once.
Never. You know how come I hold her hand all the time? That's keeping some of y'all from holding it. Because she's so special, I'm afraid you'll take her. So I hold on to her. That's how precious she is. Huh? But yet we love the Lord and we don't tell nobody. I'm going to tell you why. Because the apostasy of worship is him doing for us, not us doing for him. We'll see you tonight. Y'all be careful. Hey, Tom, you had something. Wait a minute. Everybody sit back down. Tom Kessler has something he wants to say. I don't know what it is, but he's going. I reckon I'm fired.
After the preacher preaches, it's not good. Turn that machine off. Turn that machine
off. What time of the year is it getting to be?
Christmas.
What do we do at Christmas time?
Bless our name.
Bless our pastor. I figured I'd better do it this morning since people will be traveling. And you got that good, beautiful lady over here.
You're
on behalf of your church family, this is just a token of our appreciation.
Well, I thank you.
That cold, hard talk.
Well, I think.
That's it.
I thank you.
As you know, it's good to meet you.
Pastor appreciates it, but this is not necessary. I do appreciate it, though. I do love you, but I'm still going to preach on apostasy next Sunday. And our apostasy next Sunday will be on the work of the Lord.